As its annual flower show approaches, the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society has chosen a new president. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports Matt Rader has deep experience in urban development.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society did a national search to replace former president Drew Becker, who left last summer. It found Matt Rader, who has lived in Philadelphia for most of the last 15 years.
I'm from a town called Mercersburg, which is a very small town of about 1,500 people out in south central Pennsylvania, far outnumbered by dairy cows.
Despite growing up in a farming town, Rader has little hands-on experience with horticulture. His professional life has been focused mostly on community building in a South Philly business district and nationally with the Urban Land Institute in Washington, D.C. Board Chair Margaret Sadler says she wasn't looking for a gardener.
If you want to know about trees and plants or weeds, bugs, and dirt, we've got 100 people at PHS. So that's not really what we needed. What we needed was someone who had a good, strong sense of what an organization needs going forward, as well as somebody who understood the not-for-profit world, which she does.
Much of what the Horticultural Society does focuses on sustainable urban development, such as community gardens and the summer pop-up gardens, which temporarily take over vacant land to create a showcase garden and serve beer. Rader says they serve as community outreach vehicles.
I've been at the nexus of community members, the city, philanthropic community, and change.
Rader takes over next week, and his first goal is to meet as many people as possible who are involved with the society. He will get that opportunity at the annual flower show in March, where he can shake the hands of 3,400 volunteers. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.